sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Other new laws that went into effect regarding firearms, potential danger to people and others, called extreme risk protection orders. Red flag laws, whatever you want to call them, basically, well, they've come out with their very first report so far. The new extreme risk protection orders are issued by the Michigan State Police. So far, the state police report that they have 190 extreme risk protection orders currently in force under the new law that allows law enforcement officers to temporarily seize firearms from people who may be in danger to themselves or others. The extreme risk orders are intended to avert suicides, mass shootings, and attacks on family, household members, and others. They may protect not only individuals at risk, but potentially an entire community. Advocates of the bills say the new orders became effective in February, but there are no statewide statistics of the total issued so far. This initial gathering data came from the State Court Administrative Office. Joanna Conan, Director of Law and Policy at the Michigan Coalition to End Domestic and Sexual Violence, based in Okemos, says the extreme risk protection orders are a new exciting tool that adds another layer of protection for victims on top of our already pre-existing laws. These extreme risk protection orders are broader than traditional personal protection orders, because they allow a wider range of people to request one, including law enforcement agencies. However, one challenge is that they are so new that many people don't even know what they are yet or how to enforce them. The coalition is working with law enforcement agencies, prosecutors' offices, to make sure people know that they are now available and what they can include. According to State Representative Julie Brixey, sponsor of the law, Democrat from Okemos, says more agencies are now taking advantage of it. Several police departments initially told us that they were opposed to this type of approach, but now those same agencies are the ones using it the most. The law went into effect in the aftermath of the November 2021 Oxford High School shooting that killed four students and injured seven others, including a teacher in Oakland County. Gun violence affects everyone, Brixey said. It's a bipartisan issue. According to Ryan Bates, the executive director of End Gun Violence Michigan, law enforcement agencies have requested 90% of all extreme risk protection orders so far, coming from law enforcement, not from individuals. How does he know that when they don't even have statewide statistics yet? He testified at a hearing in Lansing describing an incident in Livingston County. This is where Officer Rick is from. We'll get into that statement and the rest of this story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story about red flag laws, what they are calling extreme risk protection orders. These are supposed to be administered by the Michigan State Police. Although county sheriffs, city police departments can be contacted that's perhaps where it could start, but ultimately it would be processed and handled through the Michigan State Police. Executive Director Ryan Bates of End Gun Violence described an incident in Livingston County. An intoxicated man was waving a gun around in his yard, so the neighbors called the police. They didn't have to arrest him. They just took the gun until he agreed to seek help. Conan said that there are several reasons why an extreme risk order might be issued. In most states, these kinds of protection orders are usually used to protect someone thought to be a risk of death by suicide. Another priority is the prevention of mass shootings. Finally, our focus here at the Coalition is protecting survivors of domestic and sexual violence. Conan went on to say, let's say the potential victim was the wife or child of someone making threats. They would then file a petition with the police or the circuit court, stating the facts that show the court that the threatened person can be expected in the near future to intentionally or unintentionally physically injure themselves or someone else, quote unquote. That's part of the actual language in the law. Conan said that she has worked with survivors of domestic violence who are worried about guns before the new law. During an argument, partners would clean a gun when they never did unless they were having an argument, using it as somewhat of an implied threat. Conan said the law also contains protection for gun owners. None of this means that law enforcement can simply search a home and take away anyone's firearms just because someone claims that they are dangerous. They have to get a warrant from a judge based on evidence that they're willing to put forward in the court system. According to Conan, many people are understandably worried about possible government overreach, but there are other protections in the law for gun owners, including penalties for knowingly making a false statement. Gun owners can also ask for a hearing to argue that an order isn't necessary or should be modified if the conditions of the order have been fulfilled. For example, someone is intoxicated, a complaint is filed, well, they sought help, they're no longer drinking, they're no longer intoxicated, therefore there's no need for the order to be executed, carried out in the legal court system. Someone experienced mental health crisis. They received treatment, got a doctor's clearance that the patient was no longer a risk, no longer experiencing these mental health issues. A judge could rescind the emergency order, she said. Here is another thing, area that you need to be concerned about. Neighbors, social media. He said, she said. These are issues that are all part of this law that could potentially generate an extreme risk protection order. If it's alleged that somebody threatened somebody, well, could be justification for firearms to be seized until a hearing is actually held. We're going to have to wait and see how this plays out. But so far, since the law went into effect in February, we're looking at 190 orders in place right now, even though they don't have full, complete reporting statewide. Waiting to see when that report comes out, and we'll be following that, and we'll let you know as well. Absentee ballots, still not out in Alpena and other areas around northern Michigan. some people are saying they still haven't gotten theirs. I just got mine on Friday. October the 4th came in the mail after it was mailed out on Wednesday. The postmark says Grand Rapids, October 2nd. I got it on Friday, October 4th. Even though they were supposed to be out weeks ago. Well, some of the reasons these county clerks are noticing that there's errors on some of the ballots and they had to be reprinted. So let me know if you get yours. If you requested one, just text me. Absentee voter ballot is AVB. Text me AVB, absentee voter ballot, got mine, and tell me the county. Kind of got a separate folder for AVBs, and we'll be putting those in there and talking about them next week when we are 4 weeks from Election Day. This tomorrow, Tuesday, is 4 weeks. We'll be talking about it next week, right before the 9 days of early voting starts. Another delay that we're looking at, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has requested Attorney General Dana Nessel to give an opinion about overseas absentee ballots being counted because the deadline will end up falling on Veterans Day, which is a state holiday, according to a letter discovered by Freedom of Information Act Services of Michigan. The Voting Rights Constitutional Amendment, which passed in 2022, created the right for military or anyone living overseas to have their ballot counted if it is postmarked on or before Election Day and received by the clerk within 6 days after the election. Normally, this wouldn't be a problem, according to the letter from Secretary of State Benson, but that happens just to fall on Veterans Day. Not only would no mail be delivered on that day, thereby effectively negating the 6 days guaranteed by the Constitution, but it would also raise the question of whether the deadline should be extended to the day following the holiday. The letter she sent to the Attorney General, dated September 20th, asked for a formal opinion about the deadline for absentee ballots, for overseas ballots, and whether or not it could, in fact, be extended until November 12th, based on the reading of Michigan election law. The election law states that a one-day extension could be granted if it falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday. Benson said her reading of the new portion of the constitutional language allows for the expansion of voter rights, and that the quoted parts of the language in the constitutional amendment does provide for it. However, she wants to get legal opinion from the Attorney General as to whether or not her interpretation of the constitutional amendment is in fact true. In other words, the voters' rights enumerated in the Constitution provide a floor, not a ceiling. And the legislature is authorized to expand those rights contained in the statute, according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Now, what does this do to the reporting of the election on November 5th? Well, if it's a close race, depending on whatever race office you're talking about, whether it's president, U.S. Senate, state representatives, county commissioner races, county clerks, school boards, whatever. If it's close, those overseas military votes could change the outcome. So are we actually going to know the winners of the November 5th election on November 5th or the next day, November 6th, after Wayne County reports in? Or it could end up being November 12th. Just saying. Are they going to allow other absentee ballots to be counted past Election Day? or are they only going to pertain to military votes from overseas? That's the thing you have to look at. One other thing I mentioned last week, and we talked about it, as you're watching sports, as you're watching college football, perhaps NFL on Sunday, baseball, playoff games, you need to pay attention to these ads, especially at the end when it mentions the paid for by disclaimer, which again is required on all campaign materials, advertising, newspaper, radio, TV, and signs. Well, one of the campaigns that I've been watching very closely is the PAC money supporting Mike Rogers against Elisa Slotkin. Now, current state, U.S. state Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, who's running for the Senate, is beginning to distance herself from mandating electric vehicles in a new ad as an issue, which has been popular campaign point against the Democrats. In the ad, Slotkin says she lives on a dirt road, nowhere near a charging station, making it completely unfeasible for her to own an electric car. Slotkin says that if a new generation of vehicles is coming, she wants them to be built in Michigan, not in China. Build them in Michigan, not China, is what the ad says. Then she goes on to say, no one should tell us what to buy, and no one's going to mandate anything, Slotkin says. What you drive is your call, and no one else's. The ad began airing 2 days ago. This was a Saturday news story, so it came out on Thursday last week. Yesterday, her Republican opponent, U.S. Senator Mike Rogers, posted a counter ad on Twitter. It says she's lying about not supporting electric vehicle mandates. Back in 2023, the U.S. House of Representatives voted on party lines on Preserving Choice in Vehicles Purchase Act, which would ban states from implementing laws that could serve as EV mandates or limits on gas-powered vehicles. Since Slotkin voted against the legislation, Rogers' ad says she's lying, calling it an insult to make that claim due to her vote alone based on how she voted just last year. The ads together mark a shift from a Democrat defending policies as not being for EV mandates toward actually standing up against them completely. While Republicans continue to campaign against the mandates and claim that the Democrats would undermine promises they've made out on the campaign trail once they get elected, basically alleging Slotkin will say anything in these ads just to get elected. Once she gets elected, she'll be right back with the Democrats, mandating electric vehicles on us from Washington if she gets elected to be the next U.S. Senator. You got to listen to the facts and you got to know their voting record, people. Bottom of the Hour News of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you.